Commentator Alyssa Eli would probably like to rid the world of head lice. She did battle with them recently. Her child had a nasty case and had to stay home from school. Luckily, days and days of combing seemed to do the trick. She didn't have to use the nitpicker.
The school nurse called it a rite of passage. She gave me handouts about the democracy of disease, how infection does not discriminate among economic classes. "We'll be back tomorrow," I said. She smiled. It's not her job to discourage. At the pharmacy counter, I asked for the head lice aisle, and the technician took 3 steps back. I don't blame her. I did, too. We headed home with shampoo, sprays, a hair dryer for the couch cushions, metal tooth combs. "Most important is to keep combing," the nurse had said, though after a week or 10 days some families prefer to call the nitpicker. She gave me a business card. There was no name on it, just a phone number. $80 an hour, the nurse said, but she gets the job done. We scrubbed and disinfected and combed. 1 day passed, 2, 3. Each morning we arrived with fresh assurance at the nurse's office. She pulled her gloves on and took out a wooden stick I came to dread. She parted my little girl's hair one way, then the other. She shook her head. By the 3rd day, my husband was politically activated. "No one has the right to keep a child home for head lice," he said. "It's on the Harvard website. The no-nits school policy is ignorant. I've downloaded these documents. Bring 'em to school with you." Instead, I left a message on the nitpicker's machine. "This is Gina," her voice said. While I waited for Gina to call back, I called everyone else I had ever known. When you come out of the closet, there is a world of advice about head lice. There are research websites, public school of health articles, pediculosis hotlines. Many have been there. Finally, the infection control nurse at my hospital suggested vinegar and a turban wrap. She said the vinegar released eggs from hair shafts. They practically fell off the head. On day 4, the school nurse put down her wooden stick and opened the gates of heaven for us. She complimented me on the rapidity of successful treatment. I told her about vinegar. "Live and learn," she said. Gina, the professional, never called back. It's the busy season, apparently.
Alyssa Eli is a Massachusetts psychiatrist. She's hoping this bout with lice was her last one.